On Mondays, we read from your emails. Ellen Harris of Palo Alto, California, felt our look at the value of book awards should have included the question, how important are book awards to the media? Because she wrote, like many of my friends, I often hear about them from you and the Times and my local book section every week. It seems to be a bit of a marketing tool, so I'm glad that small works, interesting works, are nominated. It also seems that small presses are finally enjoying a little publicity, much like the indie film craze. More is better. However, the majority of our emails questioned the value of book awards at all. Bookseller Sandra Woods wrote that in her 5 years in the business, only one person has ever asked for a National Book Award winner. It's sad to say, she continued, but despite our putting up signs and newspaper articles about the winners, the truth is people see the NBA as a literary thing and not as something that's used to introduce ordinary readers to great works they may have missed otherwise. Keith Cantor of Goodyear, Arizona, used to look for prize-winning books, but last year, he wrote, I picked up a paperback that had won the Penn Faulkner Award, and I can honestly say it was probably one of the worst books I've ever read. Our show on the art, industry, and impact of video games brought in kilobytes worth of emails. Video games are the unsung heroine of our generation, according to Stephen Stark. I find nothing more horrifying than seeing a bunch of children or adults staring blankly at a TV, motionless save for their thumbs and forefingers and the drool dripping from the sides of their mouths. If you wish to teach a child about life and death, I would recommend taking them fishing or hunting. Killing millions of pixel people only separates our children further and further from the natural world. Kat Zimmerman wrote with a different take, as the parent of two boys who are now college and high school age, I've witnessed how video games have been a positive force for imaginative play in their lives. They and their friends are all happy, well-adjusted young men who enjoy getting together to whoop and holler while killing aliens and testing their reaction time. Emily Kiewicz took issue with the comment that women are portrayed as whores or bimbos in many violent video games. I'm a fan of the game series Metroid, she declared. In the original game, the hero Samus is portrayed as a man, but at the end of the game, if you did well enough, Samus reveals her secret identity. She's really an attractive young woman. So it is true that women get respect in video games. This is the music from Metroid, performed by The Advantage. I think this is the love theme. Send your corrections, comments, and suggestions to TOTN at NPR.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. The program is produced by Kara Arsenault, Setsuko Sato, Becky Vlamis, Megan Moline, Susan Lund, and Megan Williams. Brendan Banizak is our director, Dustin Dwyer our production assistant, and Susanna George and Tanya Luma are our interns. The technical director is Kevin Wake. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Johnny Vince Evans, and Daniel Shukin. Today's program was edited by Kitty Isley. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.